Hi, welcome to my podcast, Absolute Parenting, The Shit No One Tells You.
Season 2, Episode 23, Sleep Training Part 2.
And don't forget, if you like what you're hearing, then please subscribe or follow me on social media so you can share it with anyone that you think may find it helpful. You will find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter with the handle at Absolute Parenting. Don't forget, the brand spanking new Absolute Parenting website is here. Type in absoluteparentingclub.com. So guys, this podcast, we are back to sleep training. The first sleep training podcast went out in October 2020. And you know what? It seems like this is a hot topic because who doesn't want sleep? You know, sleep deprivation is absolutely savage. Once you step into parenthood, sleep is probably the thing that you are going to miss the most. I mean, seriously. But anyway, since it is so popular, I am going to revisit it again, but this time with a guest to share her experience of sleep training her baby. I have invited my friend Katie back onto the show to talk about how she sleep trained her baby. Her baby is now nearly 16 months old and she is sleep trained. But I know that Katie's experience and journey was also very different to mine. I started sleep training my two daughters way sooner than Katie and we didn't use the same method. So it would be so interesting to hear if our journeys had any similarities. But you know what, guys? I know one thing for sure, and that is we both got the same end result at the end. In this podcast, Katie will explain why she picked that method for her and her baby. Like I said before, there is no right or wrong way to do it. You just got to do what feels right for you as a parent. For me, the method I used, which was basically like a trust exercise, I just felt, you know what, that is the one, that's the one for me. I liked the explanation after doing loads of research. And you know what, same for Katie, she did loads of research and went with a method that she felt was the right one for her. With parenthood, there is no one rule that fits all and there is no right or wrong way to do things. But there may be a better way to do things to improve the current situation. Well, that is what I believe in anyway. I am thankful sleep training worked, and even now, my eldest daughter being 6 and my youngest daughter being 3, they are still two great, confident and independent little sleepers. Anyway, I will now stop babbling on about me and let's get Katie on the show and to share her sleep training journey. Because I am a strong believer in sharing our experiences and just have an honest conversation about our journeys without judgment. Hi, Katie. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. So this podcast, we are going to talk about sleep training. Yes. Because it has actually been like a very popular topic on the podcast. So I thought, why not invite you back and share your experience? Because I know you obviously done the whole sleep training thing with your little girl as well.
I did, yeah.
How old is she now? Is she like 16 months?
She's 15 months. So because she, I think, I've been saying 15 months. She might be 16 months now. I've been saying it for a while. Yeah. Time. Anything over a year, I get confused.
You know what? I agree with you. It's confusing. Once you go past 12 months, it's like, you know. Yeah, I agree.
Exactly.
So anyway, so sleeping. You know what? I think sleeping is such a big topic amongst parents because let's face it, you never realise how much you actually miss sleeping until you had a baby.
Oh, I know. Tell me about it. It's relentless, isn't it? It's crazy.
He's crazy. So you know what? Hang on. Right. So before we go into the whole sleep training thing, so let's talk about sleep. Before you had your baby, has anyone ever said to you, oh, you know, sleep when the baby sleeps, you know, oh yeah, you know, get some rest. I mean, does that actually ever happen to you? Like, you know, does it even work like that? I mean, for me, it just didn't.
Like you say, that was definitely the advice most people gave me. And yes, in an ideal world, I was thinking, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I'm going to do that. And it never happened.
No.
Maybe a couple of times. But yeah, the stupid thing is I would give other people that same advice, even though I didn't really follow it myself, because it's almost as soon as you are a mum, you realise, no, that is brilliant advice. But when you're a new mum, I think everything just takes over, doesn't it? You're in shock. You don't know what you're doing. You're just fighting and trying to survive. That, to be honest, logic goes out of the window and you don't necessarily think, oh, okay, now I need to sleep. And also, when my baby girl, she was newborn, she was attached to me so often that actually she'd only sleep in my arms anyway. So actually, same. Thinking about it really, that was probably the real reason I didn't actually sleep when she slept, because she was on my arms and obviously you're not meant to co-sleep. So I didn't do it.
You know what? I know you're not meant to, but there were definitely quite a few occasions where I remember, Ashley put my baby in a sling. And I would just have to sleep upright because I was just so tired. Like it was like survival mode. I thought, okay, if I don't actually close my eyes now she's having a sleep. I know she's sleeping on me, and people say don't do that. Oh, don't sleep with them slinging onto you. It's really dangerous. But I was like, you know what? If I don't close my eyes now when she's having a sleep, I'm not going to survive. I'm actually just going to keel over and probably die.
Yeah, feels that way. It really, really does, doesn't it? And it sounds dramatic, but when you've done it, you think, no, you're so right.
It is so true. But you know what? And you are so right as well. I would now probably tell people, oh yeah, sleep when the baby sleeps, because I think once you've done it, you kind of know how to do it, if that makes sense. And I remember being a new mum, I just didn't understand the concept of sleep when they sleep, because I was thinking, oh my god, I need to do my chores, I need to I need to clean, I need to tidy, the house is a mess, I need to have a shower, I need to I need to eat.
And then when you've got people as well, because people want to come around to see your newborn, so as much as everyone says, oh, don't worry about tidying up, ultimately I don't really want people coming around my house when I look like a homeless person. I've got people around the house and you just want it to look nice, and I don't know, maybe you just feel like you're failing or something if you don't have a tidy house. I don't know what it is, but for some reason you just want people to, you don't want to invite people around to a dirty, messy house, when ultimately that's kind of what it's going to be naturally, because you can't deal with anything else. Like, you can't clean when you've got a newborn.
No. You can't, and you are right. I mean, I remember there were definitely times where I had to just literally sling my baby onto me just so I can clean the dishes, just so I can, like, I don't know, tidy up a little bit, because I just can't put her down, because every time I put her down, she would just scream the house down. And I was like, oh, and this happened to the first one and the second one. I mean, the second one, admittedly, bless her, she probably had less of my attention, just because, you know, it's one of me and two of them, it was like two against one. And I mean, even with the second one, I think I was like, oh, you know what, if the house is messy, I'm just gonna let it slide.
I think if I was gonna have a second one, then I'd be very much of that mindset. I think a lot of my friends have got babies, so I like to think as well that they ultimately understand that it's not going to be tidy. I think I'd be I put less pressure on myself about
that's
the
right.
things that aren't really important, that might seem important at the time, but actually hindsight, I don't believe a single part of my friends that came round would have actually cared if it was a mess.
No, I don't think any of my friends would have, you know, give a shit. They'd be like, Sue, you just had a baby. I mean, you know what? I've been to your house. Your house is always so tidy.
Yeah, because I always do. I probably was around or tidy at the second, like a few seconds before you come round.
I remember seeing you. Your house is so tidy. I was like, wow, this is immaculate. But no, you are so right. I don't know why. It is something that you just feel like you've got to do. But I think sometimes when you're a new mum as well, your mindset is still kind of like the life you remember, if that makes sense.
Like, yeah, true.
The pre-baby.
Yeah, it's like, a really good point.
Where you're like, oh, okay, yeah, you know, it's fine, you know, I can do this, you know, this is what I normally do, you know, I have a little tidy, I make myself some lunch, I do this and do that. But then, I don't know, I think when you have a newborn, it's just a different ball game. I don't know.
Right. I think everything that is the norm is no longer the norm, but you're so new to it that you don't actually realise that actually you just need to get on with actually focusing on your newborn.
Yeah, you can't quite adjust to it, like, just with a flick of a switch, I find. That is why I never slept when the baby, you know, was having, like, a little nap. And, and I'd just be running around like a headless chicken. And I remember once, actually, I literally stood still for, like, 5 minutes thinking, okay, so what should I do now? Your baby's having a nap. You can either, A, have a wash. Two, make yourself some breakfast. Yeah. Or three, do that pile of washing and then... Yeah, that was, those were the life choices back then, definitely. Yeah. It's quite funny.
I agree.
But you know what? And that kind of led me, I guess, to this whole sleep training thing, because I thought, this is ridiculous. Surely my baby just can't be glued to me like for that, like, all the time, because it was intense. And then I think with my first one, when she got to about 4 months, I think it's like 3-4 months, I just decided, right, I'm gonna, you know, maybe try sleep training, just because I remember talking to one of my ex-manager and she told me about this whole sleep training thing. And I thought, actually, you know what, it makes sense. And the way she explained it to me was, you know, you kind of just like a trust exercise you have with a baby.
Yeah.
I don't know what method you use, but obviously with me, I kind of just like put her down and she's obviously gonna have a moan, have a cry. And I'll go back, comfort her, and then, you know, just do the whole process, like, on repeat, basically, until she got used to it. And, I mean, yeah, with the first daughter, definitely, I started that, I think, 3 or 4 months in, just because I couldn't cope, and I thought I was just going to be a broken person if she doesn't learn to, like, nap by herself, or just not, like, me holding her. And then with the second one, I started way sooner, when she's, like, I don't know, 9 weeks old. I was like, right, this is enough. I can't do this. You got
that's
to
really know. Early. And did it work? Did it, like, how long did you take?
You know what though, with the second daughter, she actually picked it up within 2 weeks. And with the first one, bless her, I don't know if it is because she was older, it took her longer to get a hang of it. I mean, you know, okay. I think it nearly killed me, actually. And it got to a point where I was thinking to myself, I can't do this. This is obviously too cruel. This is obviously, like, it's too mean for her. And she's obviously, you know, just need a cuddle. But then she got used to it eventually. I think by, like, week 3, she was, like, a lot better. And then she was fine. But, yeah, it took the first one a lot longer, I think, to get used to it. The second one, maybe she just used to not having too much cuddles for me anyway. I don't know.
Yeah, so, and like everyone always says, I know it's completely cliche, but every baby's different as well, so you don't, what might work for one might not work for another, so
exactly.
It could be that, or like you say, actually it does make sense that if the number two wasn't quite as used to having as much cuddles and affection as the first one, because obviously the first one obviously had all your time, then it could be part of that as well.
I know, I don't know. I don't have an answer. But yeah, the second one was a lot easier. So now, when did you start your sleep training then? Because I can't remember what you said.
I started it around 9 months. Mm. I don't really know if there was a specific reason why I left it that long. I tried to look back. I had an app, because obviously I knew that I was doing this podcast. I used to have an app where I used to record, like, every feed, every nappy change, every change, everything like that, and also included the sleep.
Yep.
And when it went through specific times, like sleep regressions and things like that, I always could tell the difference if you look through my app. So I tried to bring that back up, but I've changed my phone since then, so I wasn't actually able to go back and check it. So I'm doing this from memory. But yeah, I don't remember the exact reason why I left it so late, but the reason I ended up, what actually brought me to actually doing it at that point, is I was due to move house. So we were looking online. I was absolutely exhausted. Although, not that you can compare the exhaustion to newborn stage, because that's a whole new level, isn't it? You know,
it's different.
At newborn and like the first couple of months, maybe even longer, I know that particularly in the early days, I didn't get more than 40 minutes unbroken sleep for the best part of 2 months, I want to say.
Yes.
And it was just insane. And but then obviously it gets a bit better and then gradually gets better and easier and easier.
Terrible.
And you suddenly realise that you can survive on like 4 hours broken sleep and that's it. But it's like a new way of surviving, isn't it?
I know, yeah.
But you then see the sleep regressions. I can't remember. Are they 4 months, 8 months?
Or yeah, they have a pattern,
might be four,
yeah.
six and eight. I can't remember. It's around that time,
there's
isn't
a pattern,
it?
Yeah.
But around the sleep regressions, I could really tell the difference. Mm. And then when it came to November, I was starting, whereas before we were getting better and better, and then it started getting worse again. And I was like, this, I don't even know if it's a sleep regression, because it was going on for a lot longer. It was starting to last a lot longer. And I just said to my husband, I was like, oh, we need to do something now, because she is literally waking up all the time now. Whereas she was getting a lot better.
Yeah.
So we thought, right, okay, we'll look into it, read up about sleep training. Weren't sure if it was going to be for us. I've got various friends that have all got babies.
Yeah.
Some of them were dead against sleep training.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some of them were open to it but hadn't tried it.
Yeah.
And I think we were actually one of the first ones out of my friends who did give it a proper go.
Oh, really?
So first of all, we decided we were going to try the one where, like you say, you let them settle, pick them up after 4 minutes, then leave them to cry, and then it's 5 minutes, and then you go back in for after 6 months, and you like make it longer and longer each time, don't you?
Yeah.
We did that one night, and it just, I don't know, I can't explain it, but to us it wasn't working, which I know it was only one night, and they say it takes a week or something like that anyway, so we didn't give it a good enough chance, but we just felt like it wasn't for us.
And
I just
thought,
we're not even giving her enough time to settle. So then we saw, like, we were looking into it and thinking, well, we've tried that one, okay, fair and mind, I know it was only a day, but it weren't working for us.
That's the thing, if you know, you know your baby.
Yeah, I think you just get a feeling. I'm not saying, like, I'm sure maybe if I had have kept with it, maybe it would have worked eventually. I've got friends who have done it exactly that way and it has worked for them. But we decided in the end to try the other one, which was basically, and it's written a lot nicer than this, but this is how it felt. I basically felt like we were just leaving her to fend for her own and just abandoning her in her cot. And ignoring her. And we felt awful. Obviously not awful enough that we went in, but we did feel really, really bad.
Yeah,
we left her to cry. We've got one of those baby monitors, which is a camera.
Yeah.
So every time that she makes a noise or stirs, it will turn on so you can see her, and obviously you can adjust the volume and everything.
Yeah, mute.
So, basically that's exactly what we did. We thought, well, we have left her in there, we've decided we're doing this, we can't just leave her for like 15 minutes now and go in, because actually that's defeated the object. We've just made her cry for no reason. We need to stick with it. So it felt like forever, and we left her to cry for 45 minutes until she stopped. Oh, it was the longest 45 minutes of my life. I swear.
I bet. That's tormenting. That is tormenting for any parents.
She was in the bedroom, which is, so where we used to live, we were in the living room downstairs watching telly, and she was in the bed above us in the cot. And she just cried and cried and cried. We decided to put on, I think it was Wonder Woman or something like that, and we just turned up the volume loud enough that we could kind of drown her out, but not loud enough that it was going to disturb her, if that makes sense. So we're quite careful with the volume. We had the baby monitor so that we could see her, but we turned off the volume because it's also got these bars up the side so you can see that she's crying anyway, because the bars are green or something.
Yeah.
So if that makes any sense. And also you can just about hear her through the ceiling anyway. So we could see that she was okay, but equally I just couldn't listen to her because it was just breaking my heart.
Yeah, of course.
So we just needed to watch the film and just focus on that. So we did that first day. She slept after 45 minutes. The second day, I think it was half an hour.
Yeah.
Again, felt like the longest half an hour, but we were happy that at least it was a bit shorter than the 45 minutes, because we thought, well, hopefully, if we're going in the right direction, it's going to get better.
Yeah.
And did. I think by day four, she was maybe crying for 5 or 10 minutes.
Oh, really?
And I don't know if we were just kind of used to it by then and kind of got used to her crying, and we knew it was the greater good. We knew it was working. And honestly, it was the best thing I've ever done.
You know
ever,
what?
Ever.
I agree. With my sleep training, I think that was the best thing I have ever, ever done. Like, it was just amazing. Oh my God, but that was really quick that she got a hang of it so quickly. That's amazing.
Yeah, and it was just a game changer. So she has, so sometimes even now, she might cry for 5 minutes before going to bed.
Yeah.
But as a whole, she's quite chilled. Sometimes if I put her down, she'll just
have a little chat to herself.
Yeah. Yeah, and then she'll eventually just go to sleep. So, but it's all thanks to the sleep training. And I actually, as soon as we did it, I was like, oh, we should have done it sooner. But, you know, you can't turn back time. But the reason we decided to do it then is because we were moving house. And when we were looking into it, it does say that if you're going to do the sleep training, you are best to do it. If you're ever looking at moving house, best to do it either in... So before you move, because they're used to their surroundings, you don't want to stress them out in a new surroundings and then stress them out by sleep training them as well.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But I vaguely remember as well reading that you shouldn't do it after 12 months or something like that.
Yes, I think I read something similar as well.
Yeah, that sounded about right. Yeah. Okay. So then, and also, I can't remember why, but there was a reason why we didn't want to do it in December. So maybe it's that you have to allow them a certain amount of time to settle into a new home before you start sleep training. Yeah. But then that amount of time would have taken us to nearly a year old. So then obviously we didn't want to sleep train her then. So that's why we decided on the 9 months.
That's fair enough. I mean, that's fair enough. But that's amazing she got a hang of it so quickly. That's interesting as well, because obviously she was much older than mine too, and she got it so quickly. I mean, I know we use different methods, but it's just interesting that, you know, because my first one, she's only like, 4 months? And it took her like 3 weeks, you know, about 3-4 weeks to get used to it. And those 3 or 4 weeks really were just tormenting for me. It was
You just feel awful, don't you? And you feel awful, but it's also exhausting. Like, so the way that you were doing it, going in and out, I can imagine that's very exhausting.
It was exhausting, because I think I remember with the first one, I remember that method I read was, okay, so, you know, talk to her like normal, then just explain, okay, mummy's putting you down now, just explaining things to her, and then and put her down. I mean, I remember that almost immediately she would start crying. But I think that method was not to go in straight away, let them cry for like maybe, you know, a few minutes, 5 minutes or whatever you feel comfortable with. And then just go in for like 1 minute, give them a cuddle, reassure them, then just start the whole process again. But obviously each time make the time frame a bit longer and a bit longer. It was horrible. I remember I hated doing it. And like I said, she didn't get used to it until like week three. And by then I was questioning myself, is it actually working? Should I, you know, am I just being like a horrible mother? Because, you know, it's been like 3 weeks now. But I can see she got better. Like the time frame that she was, you know, she wasn't crying as much, you know, things like that. And so I was thinking it must be working, but she just obviously not got used to, you know, kind of sleeping by herself yet, or, you know. But I can see it was working. And then with the second one, it was so hard to sleep train her. Maybe because she was younger, I don't know. But then I think I put it down to because I got the older one as well, who was nearly three. So every time the younger one was crying, you know, the other one would be like, "Mummy, why is she crying?" I said, "She just needs to sleep. Just, you know, just be quiet." So that every time I try and put her down, the other one would follow me to come in to see her baby sister. Oh, I just want to see her. And I said, "No, can you just fuck her off?" Can you just...
It just adds a whole other layer to it, doesn't it?
It is a whole...
Thinking of having the two of them. And also, I can imagine as well, having them both go sleep at different ages, do they wake each other up?
Oh, God, yeah. You know what? I remember... Actually, the other reason why I also started the sleep training with the second one much sooner as well is because I was really determined to get them both nap at the same time. Because I thought it would be the only way I can survive this if they both nap at the same time. I mean, you know, newborn stage with a toddler, it was just hell. And yeah, I think that's why I started the whole sleep training thing much sooner as well, just so that they can both nap together. And I remember I got them to nap together and go to sleep together, which is amazing.
It was a game changer.
It really was. Because I was like, yes, they're both having a nap. Yes, I'm winning in life.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It was. Oh. Yeah, I know. But it is just interesting because I know, like you rightly said, sleep training, lots of people do talk about it. And I know some mums are dead against it as well, which is fair enough. But then at the same time, they are always the mums that I hear. Like some of the mums I have obviously kept in touch with, and they just talk about their kids sleeping, and it sounds like a nightmare still, you know, even though some of them are now like, you know, 5 years old. And sometimes I do think to myself, is it because the sleep training was actually good for them, so they learned to be independent? Because I know that some mums would actually used to go and sleep with them until they were about 3 or 4 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that just sounds like madness. I don't know. I can't imagine doing that. I don't know. That's being selfish.
My friend, she's got a baby 6 weeks younger, and she's one of the people that she doesn't judge me at all for doing sleep training. Yeah, and she always says, you know, I almost wish that I could, but I just can't. She said, I just can't leave my daughter to cry. My daughter cries, I have to go to her. Yeah, and I was just like, you're a better person than I am.
You know what? Like you said, that is fair enough. I do not judge mums for doing that. But it's just that I'm saying I can't do that because I can't imagine like going to bed same time as them just so that they can get to sleep. And then if I leave the room, they wake up immediately because then, you know, the cycle is not, I don't know. I can't get into that mindset, how that could work for like a long term.
No, I agree. I just, obviously, because I can't compare it to anything else, I've only got the one daughter.
Mm.
And it's not as if you can do trial and error, really, is it? Because you either do or you don't. And if anything, like if you end up doing it half-hearted, then I feel like that's a bit more mean. Because like I was doing the first time when I said, oh, I'll try and do the sleep training in and out, and I only did it for one day, then actually I put her through all that crying that night.
Yeah.
And it was for no reason because I didn't carry on with it. And that's what I actually felt worse for rather than actually when I did do it properly, it worked.
Yeah.
So there was a reason why I was kind of putting her through it. But ultimately as well, when I did a lot of research because what I was worried about and what I'm sure a lot of mums are worried about, mums and dads, is that by leaving them to cry, are you causing them upset or damage long term?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you don't want to do. But actually, when I was looking at all the studies and they say it doesn't, or there's not enough studies to say that it does. So, you know, I was happy that I wasn't causing any long term unhappiness
for her, stress, or doing that, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
that's the thing, you know, like you said before, the whole sleep training thing, I definitely had like done loads of research like you as well, and I think there are lots of different ways of doing it, and I just think you have to find one that fits you and suits you. I think with the first daughter, if the method I used didn't work, I probably would try your ones next, because I think that'd be like, okay, perhaps it didn't work because, you know, I keep going back in, you know, it just wasn't working for her. And I would have tried your one because I think, okay, maybe I just need to leave her, you know. It is trial and error, I suppose. I don't know.
Yeah. When you did your sleep training for both of yours?
Yeah.
One, because they're obviously that much younger, how long were they sleeping for? Did they go through a night that young, or how what was the outcome of it?
Well, the first daughter, when she's got the hang of sleep training, I mean, the napping, I would say it wasn't very long for her, actually. I think she was just getting used to like napping by herself. So I think before she was used to do like maybe 30 minutes like per nap, but then she would nap like maybe like 3 or 4 times in the day. Because I think she was sleeping by herself. She wasn't used to it. So she wasn't like doing like a long stretch of sleep. And then when she got a bit bigger and a bit older, then yeah, she was actually absolutely fine. She would just nap for the full, you know, duration for like 2 hours, like by herself.
Okay, that's really good, actually, isn't it? Just because they were so young as well. That's really good.
Yeah, I mean, I would say by the time she got to 6 months, you know, she really like kind of got it. And as soon as I put her down, she knew she was tired and she would just go to sleep. And I remember I have friends like coming over and family. They were just amazed that I can, like, when I said, oh, I'm just going to put her down. And they, I don't know, maybe they were thinking that, oh, okay, are you going to be back like anytime soon? And then I literally put her down and I'll just come back downstairs. And they were like, oh, I thought you were putting her down. I was like, yeah, I did. And they were like, oh, what, you just literally put her down? I was like, yeah, because she learned to sleep by herself.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh my God,
actually, funnily enough, had exactly the same thing. It was over, so obviously because of lockdown last year, we had a, what was it? Oh, there was a few of our girlfriends. We did a WhatsApp, like a FaceTime kind of thing.
Yeah.
And we had had a date, and it was at 7:30 or whatever time it was. And I was like, oh, sorry, bear with me for just 1 second. I'm just going to literally just go and put my baby to the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I was back within like 10 minutes, the same thing. They're like, what? I thought you were going to be gone for like hours. No, it's fine. So it's exactly the same thing. Must have been just after the sleep training as well.
Yeah, that's the thing. Even with the second one, to be fair, it took her much shorter to, you know, get the hang of it. And like, yeah, for her, it was like under 2 weeks and she got it. And but then, you know what, the second one, she was, I don't know if she was a better sleeper or I don't know, it could be any factors, you know, but as soon as she got it, she will just actually have a nap and she will have like a full nap as well.
Yeah, that's really good. When we did ours, she ended up, I think that first night where she cried for 45 minutes, I'm pretty sure she slept the entire night through.
Really?
The 12 hours straight.
That is amazing.
I'm pretty sure she did, like from memory. And if it wasn't the first night, it definitely was by the end of the week.
That's just amazing.
I remember it being such difference from being up every couple of hours. Obviously, she was a lot older. So yeah. 9 months, she was up every 2 hours. I was up in the night with her having to feed her. As soon as I sleep trained her, straight through the night, and then I was up at maybe 6:30 or something like that. And it was amazing.
I bet you felt like a human again.
Yeah, it was just I couldn't believe it. I think I was almost in shock at how quickly it just changed like that in a week.
It was really quick though. That is amazing.
Whole different baby.
That is amazing, though. It's amazing she got it so quick. I mean, mine too didn't get it quite as quick. But then, you know, I guess they are all different. And I don't know.
And also, yours were a lot younger. So I wonder, I mean, I don't know. I'm saying this because I haven't got a clue. I haven't read it. But I'm wondering if because they were younger, does it take a bit longer maybe to get used to? I mean, I don't know if there's any logic in that at all. But it could be that.
But that's the thing. I don't know either. Because, looking back, I would say, I question myself, you know, were they too young? And obviously, I read quite a few articles as well, just doing research. And, you know, a lot of them have said, oh, you can start from, you know, week 8, you know, when 8 weeks old. And I was like, all right, okay, is that a bit small? Is that a bit young? But then, you know, obviously with the first one, I didn't do that. She was like between 3 or 4 months old when I started. And... Mm-hmm. But yeah, with the second one, I just could not cope with a toddler and the newborn stage combined. I thought, right, okay, she is now 8 weeks old. Actually saying that, no, she was 9 weeks old because she was premature. She was like a month younger. So I started when she was 9 weeks old.
Yeah.
And I thought, right, that's it. You know, even with the premature thing calculated, she's now 9 weeks old. She is good to start sleep training, according to some of these experts. I thought, right, let us give it a go.
Also I think you know your own baby as well, so I mean I can't even remember how I would have felt at that age, because I'm not, when she was that age anyway, so because I wasn't looking at the sleep training at that point, it hadn't crossed my mind. It wasn't until I don't even know why I started, what made me cross my mind, but I think now I probably would start a lot earlier, because if there's no reason not to, then why not? Everybody needs sleep.
You know what? Parenthood would just be massively easier if you just have enough sleep, because, you know, you can function. You can actually function like a normal human being. But without sleep, it's so hard to function.
Yeah. I wish that you could bank sleep. If you could, before giving birth, just sleep for a few weeks, few months straight.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that'd be great.
I said, you can you know, save them up, like store them up, like energy, like batteries, just store them up.
That'd be great.
It is so true, though. But you know what? Now, I have to say, now, obviously, my eldest, she's 6 years old, and the second one, she's now three. I honestly have no problem with their sleep at all whatsoever. And I don't know if that is because I did sleep train them, so they kind of learn from a young age that, you know, they can do it themselves, you know, they can do it independently. Because, you know, I do speak to other moms, you know, and some of them just come out with these horrifying stories about their kids sleeping. And I'm just like, oh my God, really? That and sometimes I almost feel bad when they, you know, I don't want to say anything. I'd be like, oh yeah, my two sleep's fine. Like, I feel guilty for saying that.
Yeah, same.
And I'd be like, yeah, my two sleep's fine. And I have really good night's sleep. And I can, like, you know, in the evening, I have time to myself to, like, either do some work if I have work, or, like, watch television or see my husband. But I know some mums that, like, just don't have time to do that. And I feel really guilty for even saying anything. And then sometimes I almost feel like I want to make up something just to like, not sound like an asshole mum who's just showing off.
Yeah, so true.
But I don't know if that makes sense, because sometimes I feel like, oh my God, but if I say to these poor mums now standing in front of me, who's obviously really struggling, and then there's me gloating, oh yeah, my two sleep's great, and I just sound like a right asshole, and I don't want to sound like that.
Yeah.
But sometimes.
No, I agree.
Hmm?
I agree. I'm exactly the same.
I know, because I think as mums, you know it is tough, and you know it can be, you know, well, really, really difficult. And yeah, I don't know. Even now, I still question myself. Is it because they're both sleep trained? So I honestly don't have any problems with them at all. I think the only stage I went through with the first daughter was when she was about 3 years old. But that wasn't even down to, like, her not wanting to go to bed, nothing like that. She would still go to sleep fine. It's just that back then she kept having nightmares.
Oh, bless her.
So she kept waking up at night. But that was the only reason. So it's not because, you know, she doesn't want to go to bed, or she was having, like, a regression as such. It's just because she kept having nightmares for about, I don't know, a month or so. So that was quite annoying, quite hellish. From having, like, unbroken sleep, and then all of a sudden I'm having broken sleep because of nightmares. It's like,
is it mad as well? Once you're used to having sleep, if you suddenly have a bad night's sleep. So when at 1 year, when my daughter had her 1 year vaccine, and she had a really bad night, I honestly thought to myself, it hit me. And I just thought, how on earth did I survive for, like, months like this? Because I can barely survive the night right now.
Oh God, you know what, me too. I think once you had a luxury of sleeping through yourself, I don't know, it's almost like life is back to normal, and your body is like, oh okay, yeah, you know, this is the stuff. And then suddenly when you have to be woken up in the night, you're like, what the, oh my, what? This is not okay. Yeah,
so true.
I agree. I totally agree. So anyway, so I guess to sum up this whole sleep training podcast, this whole sleep training thing, is there any, like, word of wisdom you can kind of share from your own experience about sleep training?
I would say for anybody who's thinking of sleep training, do your research and find the one thing that works for you, what you feel comfortable. So obviously you and I have both said different tactics to sleep training. Yours obviously worked for you, and I found that mine really worked for me.
Yeah.
But what I would say as well is, if you do decide to do it, I've heard of other people who have sleep trained their kids, and then it's kind of been undone where their kid has fallen ill or something, and so they're like, oh, come and sleep with mummy and daddy tonight, or they start going in and soothing them and things that. So, like, when my daughter was ill, I, like, for example, with her vaccine, or another time when she was ill, she was up all night. I soothed her, I stayed with her because she was ill. But as soon as I knew that she was okay again and back to normal, I kind of, in a way, sleep trained her again. So it wasn't like a full on sleep training because she's already used to it.
Yeah.
But I got back into my routine as soon as I could. And that, I think, is a main key, because I've heard of a few people who sleep train, kid gets ill, and then all of a sudden it's as if they've never sleep trained them again. They can't get them back to their old routine. So that would be my actual advice, that if you decide to sleep train, make sure you keep following it on, because it's such a game changer, and it changed my life. I can sleep.
I know, it changed my life. You know what? That is actually really, really good. Actually, like, what a wisdom from you there. It is so true. When they're ill, as soon as, yeah, I agree. I remember that with my daughter as well. I can tell she was ill, so I was comforting her. I was there for her. But then as soon as I know she was back to herself and she was okay, I was like, right, okay, come on now. Because you know what? I really think sometimes people need to give, you know, babies or toddlers like more credit. They're so clever. They know how to play you, don't you think?
Like, yeah, 100%.
My two daughters, I'm thinking, yeah, you two know how to play me. Like, you two know how to pull a few heartstrings, definitely. It's just funny.
Yeah, all they're thinking is, oh, I cry, they come.
Yeah.
Like, and as soon as you keep on coming, then they're going to just keep on crying more and more. And not that you obviously need to know when you can ignore them and when you can't. And yeah, ultimately, usually you do know your own baby, don't you? Don't get me wrong, I couldn't go and look after somebody else's baby and then decide to sleep train because I don't know them. But they're in flesh and blood. You're with them every day. So you know your baby better than anybody else does. So I think you just need to trust yourself, don't you?
You do. You need to trust yourself, trust your kind of instinct as a mother or as dad, whatever. And yeah, you just need to go with it. And I totally agree. Do the research and do what suits you as well, because we're all different as parents. And I think to sum it up, yeah, we're all different as parents. And well, all every single kids, you know, they are different as well. They're all individual.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't think there's any right or wrong way to do it, or the right or wrong answer. I think
no, whatever suits you. Everyone's different. Everyone, each to their own. And yeah, just choose what you feel right doing.
Yeah, definitely. But you know what? For both me and you, sleep training definitely just a massive game changer.
Yes. Love it.
I just every time I hear the mums just talking about how their kids are not sleeping and they have to actually go in with them and sleep with them, I just think to myself, oh my god, I can't do that. I don't know how you can do it. Like, seriously, how can you survive like that?
Yeah, hats off to them for being able to do it as long as they do.
Yeah, because absolutely.
I mean, I know that it is a survival thing. So again, when you're newborns, you look back and you think, blimey, how did I do that? I do not know how I coped. And I'm sure every mum is like that. Yeah. And yeah, I'm sure that friends who have got their babies and they're still up in the night with their babies because they don't want to sleep train, like, I do you know what? I hats off to them. I really couldn't do it.
Yeah, I agree. Hats off to them. I mean, I do not judge any parenting style at all, because I think, you know what, whatever, you know, if that works for you, that works for you. But I just personally cannot do that. I just can't do it. It just, you know, it doesn't work for me. So that's it, really.
Yeah, same.
But anyway, thank you so much, Casey, for coming on the show again and share your experience of sleep training. And yeah,
that's all right.
And I hope other parents find it useful.
Thank you. Yes, hopefully we've been able to share some wisdom and it'll help somebody.
I hope so too. Thank you. I hope you all enjoyed listening to this podcast. I hope you will all tune in again. And don't forget, if you like what you're hearing, then please subscribe or follow me on social media so you can share it with anyone that you think may find it helpful. You will find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter with the handle @AbsoluteParenting. Don't forget, the brand spanking new Absolute Parenting website is here. Hooray! It is live. Yay! So if you want to check it out, then please type in absoluteparentingclub.com.